So let's find out more about that process of identifying apples with Joni Cooper. She's the president of the Temperate Orchard Conservancy.
Our passion and our goal is to save, to preserve the old varieties of fruit, apples, cherries, plums. We started here in the Northwest, but our collection encompasses all of the United States and some of beyond our borders.
We asked Cooper how it works when Dave Benscotter or someone else sends her apples for identification.
We have a large library that has many old volumes, old editions from different areas across the United States, different writers, different authors that we draw from, some of them as old as 1850s, 1860s, so that we have a place to begin as far as looking for old varieties. So you look at lots of things on this apple. When you're holding it in your hand, you look at the shape, you look at the size, you look at the color, you look at how the base color is on the apple, whether it's yellow, is it green, is it almost white. You look at the striation of the color coming out, coming across it. Does it come out of the cavity? The cavity is the part where the stem comes out. Or does it come off the base? You look for ridges on the apple. You look at both ends of the apple. Is it deep? Is it shallow? When you're looking at the opposite end, does it have knobs? Is it flat? Are there remnants of the flower petals, the leaf petals down there? Then you cut it. You taste it. The taste is a really important thing. It needs to be ripe to really get a good handle on evaluating it. And then once you have it cut, you look at the inside, you look at the cavity. Is the cavity open? Is it closed? Does it have seeds? So there's lots of things. A lot of the old books that we look at, their authors worked at describing these fruit and describing the flavor.
So when you and your team have gone through the work and you think you've identified what a particular apple is, are you 100% sure that that's the right apple? Or is there
still... No, you're never 100% sure. Never. We always put a disclaimer on there. We think this is. But there are so many apples and so many that look a lot alike. And then also, depending on where they're grown, the climate and the soil affects the growth of the tree and it affects the growth of the apple. So there are variances in these. So we do our best. And like with Dave's, we offer our opinion on what we think this is what it is. And we are going to grow it ourselves, and which we do. Then he sends us scions. We graft them and we'll grow them ourselves. And then we will check again and try to verify that, yes, we think this is what it is. That's the best you can do. There is no exact formula. There is no exact way of saying, absolutely, this is it. It is a judgment.
So your organization is growing an orchard. I guess you've cloned an orchard that was a pretty impressive orchard, and you're cloning that. Is the whole idea to save as many apple varieties as you can?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's what started it. Our friend had been collecting and saving apple varieties for about 30 years.
Are they all worth saving?
We do not make a judgment on these apples. You know, your taste of an apple and mine is totally different. The more apples you taste, I think the more refined your taste buds are, or the more critical you are of, oh, this isn't very good. If you've only tasted a half a dozen apples, then of that half dozen, you decide which one you like the best. But when you have tasted 1,000 apples, then it's pretty hard to decide which one you like the best.
So you're more of an apple curator then.
We are. We are, and we don't want somebody to arbitrarily say, oh, no, this we won't bother with this one.
Joni Cooper is president and one of the co-founders of the Temperate Orchard Conservancy in Molalla, Oregon.